Well, if you would, please take your Bibles and go to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles is right before 2 Chronicles. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you. Samuel, King's Chronicles.
What chapter?
16. We're going to get there in a few minutes, but that's where we'll be looking. Today's November the 20th, 2022. We're going to read some wonderful verses regarding giving God thanks, but first, a couple of comments about politics and government. Wherever you live, you're subject to the laws and decrees of the region you live in, the state, the country. We're, of course, real familiar with 1 Timothy 2 that says that we ought to pray for those that are in authority so that we could lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So we pray. And, you know, here in our country, there are people who are in charge that have the great responsibility of enacting laws that affect every one of us. But as I think I mentioned last week, I also put it on the website and I included it in the email, regardless of elections, no election changes God, and no election changes what God's done for each one of us. God is still who he is. We are still who he says we are. So, you know, you can read in the Bible of a number of places where governments were not favorable to God's people. If you ever read the book of Esther, that very evil man Haman, who snuck in a law throughout the entire empire. And at that time, God's word says that empire went from India to North Africa. And he got the ruler to make a law that on one day, all Jews would be killed. Every one of them, one day, throughout the whole kingdom. That's pretty serious. But if you're familiar with the record, that didn't happen. But, you know, there are things that we can read about in God's word, like in Daniel, where he put up this gigantic idol and said, when the music plays, everybody bows. If you don't, I'm going to throw you in a burning fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no, not doing that. During Daniel's time, this was pretty close to the end of Daniel's life. You can't pray to anybody for 30 days, except me. And if you do, you're going to be thrown in a den of lions. Those with power and authority can do those things, just like the Herod did, sending soldiers to kill baby boys 2 years and under in a certain area. But we have to remember that even though all through history God's people have had to deal with governments and politics that were hurtful to God's people, we never forget where it's coming from. We never forget that we are in a spiritual fight. That's what God's word tells us. And our adversary would like to take all of God's people out. He'd like to get rid of the Bible, the word of God, which he's done in some countries, at least openly. But also never to forget that God is who he says he is. We are still who he says he is. And we are still one day closer to seeing Jesus Christ in the clouds. One day when we leave, when we're gone, I don't know what's going to be happening around here, but we can be so thankful. Thankful we don't live in North Korea or China or Iran or some of these other places where it is illegal to be a Christian. Read the story once where in North Korea, the teachers tell the children, Let us know if your mom and dad have a book like this in their house, the Bible. Mm-hmm. And then the little kids come back because, you know, when kids start to go to school, have you ever heard what kids go? Teacher said. Mm-hmm. Teacher said. Mm-hmm. And it's been documented that the kid would come back and go, yeah, my mom has one of those. And the child never sees his parents again, mm-hmm. ever. That's some pretty harsh conditions to be in. So I'm thankful we don't live in those situations, but we always have to remember that God is who he says he is, and we are who he says we are. And so we're going to look a little bit at Thanksgiving, which is one of the four basic types of prayer. There's four basic types of prayer. One is praise. Prayer is talking to God. So one of the ways that we talk with God is with praise, meaning recognition of His greatness, telling Him how great He is, giving Him praise and glory for His power, His wisdom, His love, His grace, His mercy. As the creator of the heavens and the earth, remember when they told Jesus, teach us how to pray? And He said, well, pray like this, our Father who art in heaven. See, God's throne is in heaven. Was it says the earth is His footstool. He is God Almighty. God, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. God, Your name is great. In Acts 4, when they prayed after they got released from the religious leaders who were causing all kinds of problems, their prayer began, Lord, Thou art God who has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Many prayers you read in scriptures begin with great praise to God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. So that is one type of prayer. Another type of prayer, of course, is requests, our petitions. We cast all our cares upon Him because He cares for us. We let our requests be made known unto God. It says in God's word, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives liberally. At the Last Supper, Jesus Christ said, ask the Father in my name. Ask in my name. And then He said, for the Father Himself loves you. So another type of prayer when we talk to God is giving Him our requests, the things that we need. Another type of prayer is intercession. That's where we go to God on behalf of someone else. We pray for people. I think it's in Corinthians where Paul said, you helped us by praying for us. Scripture tells us we ought to pray for one another. And of course, that great lever of intercessory prayer is speaking in tongues. It talks about that in Romans 8. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit knows, and the Spirit makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And then the fourth one is thanksgiving or gratitude, giving God the thanks that He deserves. I make sure my water is at a good distance here. Kathy told me last week I was getting a little animated.
The Italian was coming out.
That's what she said. The Italian was coming out of me, so I'm going to try not to knock it. I didn't knock it over last week, but the thing about gratitude is we're not born grateful. We're not. And so if we were born grateful, God would not need to say in many, many places in His word, be thankful. Give God thanks. You don't read scriptures where God says, make sure you breathe, make sure that you exhale and then inhale. That's automatic. God doesn't tell us in His word, close your eyes if the wind's blowing and there's dust. It's automatic. But He does say, be thankful, because we're not born grateful. That's why we teach our kids. Say thank you. Mm-hmm. Say, and we only tell them once.
No.
And then when somebody gives them something and they don't say thank you and we see it, we go, what do you tell them? Oh, thanks. Because we're just not born thankful. Psalm 103, we'll get to that in just a few minutes, but it says, forget not all His benefits. Aren't you glad it doesn't say remember them all? So the more that you remind yourself of what God has done for you, God gets the thanks that He so deserves. But there's also a great side benefit to gratitude, and I've shared this before. When we're giving God thanks for what He's done for us, our minds are focused not on what we lack or need, but it's focused on what God has done for us, what we've received from Him. And focusing or thinking about what God has already done for us builds confidence and trust in Him for the things that we need. If He did this for me, He did that for me, and now I'm thinking about what I need now, I have more confidence. We go to Him with greater expectation because remember what He's already done for us. And that's a great side benefit. It's a great side benefit to us for thanking Him. Pretty good deal. By giving God the gratitude that he deserves. So this morning we're just going to read some verses, and you will notice, and you probably noticed this before in reading in the scriptures, that many times thanksgiving and praise come up together. And we'll see that happen as well. So we're going to start in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Well, making known his deeds would certainly be giving him some praise, right? Give thanks unto the Lord. Verse 34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. I'm going to read a few from the book of Psalms. If you go to Psalm 18. Psalm 18, verse 46. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. This is a psalm of David. Psalm 18, verse 46 again. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. There's the thanks and praise together. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Now, beautiful. Psalm 30. Psalm 30, verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. And we get to sing together praises to the Lord. We can certainly sing by ourselves to the Lord, can't we? Look at verse 11. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. He's such a great God of deliverance. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thee thanks. I will give thanks unto thee forever. You see the remembering and giving God thanks for what he's done. That's really a cool verse. God can turn our mourning into dancing. When we're going through a really difficult time, we don't really feel like dancing, right? But when you're happy, light, and blessed, dancing. Sackcloth is what they'd put on when they were not in a very good shape, and then girded me with gladness. Look at Psalm 50. Verse 7, Psalm 50. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I think we heard that this morning from manifestations, did we not? I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I'll take no bullock out of your house, nor he goats out of thy folds. You know, they did the animal sacrifices in the Old Testament. So that's what he's referring to. He's saying, I'm not going to just take your stuff. For every beast of the field is mine. It all belongs to God. There's another verse that says, the gold is mine, the silver is mine. Everything belongs to God. It's his earth. Every beast of the field is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hill. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beast of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. There's another place, I don't know if we're going to read one of it, where God said, I didn't want all the sacrifices, just want your love, your obedience, and your thankfulness. So that's what he's saying here. Offer thanksgiving. Say thanks to me. And we ought to, right? Remember the 10 lepers? Jesus Christ healed 10 lepers at the same time. He said, go show yourselves to the priests, which is what you did when you got healed. And they walked away and they got healed, realized they were healed, and one of them came back to say thank you. And Jesus Christ said, weren't the 10 healed? Only one came back to say thanks and give glory to God. We need to be reminded to be thankful. Okay, verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. Look at Psalm 69. Psalm 69. There's many, many verses we could read. Psalm 69, verse 30. It's another Psalm of David. Psalm 69... We could start with verse 29. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. There's the praise and thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord, better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hooves, better than an animal sacrifice. This will please the Lord more. The humble shall see this and be glad. And your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord hears the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. Psalm 97. Verse 8. Zion heard and was glad. And the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. We're in Psalm 97, verse 8. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 100, pretty close by here. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Tell people about how great God is. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. Remember. Don't forget. 107, Psalm 107. We could just do this all day. Oh, my goodness. Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Down to verse 21. Oh, that men and women would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. Psalm 116. A few more. Psalm 116 and verse 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. I'll pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 117, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 118, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Down to verse 27 in Psalm 118. God is the Lord, verse 27, who has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. In Psalm 119, look at verse 62. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. Ever wake up in the middle of the night? Sometime, maybe you have to go to the bathroom, whatever. Wake up or something. Great time to just give God thanks. Praise him for how good he is and thank him. Go to Psalm 103 now. Back up a bit. Before we close in Colossians, let's just read this beautiful Psalm 103 together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless is another word for praise. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And here's some benefits. Who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Oh, what a great promise. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Look at this verse 10. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Says the same thing twice in that verse. A lot of religious people teach the opposite of this. The reason this happened to you is because you sinned. The reason that happened to you is that God's bringing punishment on you for your sins. It says he has not rewarded us according to our iniquities. Isn't that what it says? What? He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. That's what God's word says. What a forgiving God. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear or reverence him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And when we get to the church epistles after the day of Pentecost for born again ones, it says he has forgiven us all trespasses. Clean the slate. That'd be something to say thanks for, wouldn't it? Thank you, Father, for forgiving me. Like as a father pitieth or has affection for his children, so the Lord has affection for them that fear or reverence him. For he knows our frame, he remembers we're dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourish. The wind passes over it, and it's gone. The place thereof shall know it no more. He knows. He knows. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear or reverence him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, praise the Lord, all his works. In all places of his dominion, bless the Lord, O my soul. Those wonderful to read. Well, we're going to close in Colossians 3, if you would turn there. And again, remind yourself of the great side benefit of being thankful to God. It being thankful, remembering what God has done, builds your confidence and trust in him for the things that you need. If he did this for me in the past, he's still able and willing to do this for me now in the present, right? Sometimes I think, this is just my opinion, I think that sometimes, you know, maybe God is reminding us in so many places in the scriptures, there are a lot of them, I think he's reminding us to give him thanks for our benefit. Because whether we give him thanks or not, he's still God Almighty and he doesn't change. He's still a God of love, mercy, grace, power. I think his reminding us about thanksgiving so much is for our benefit. That we're, yes, we give him the thanks he deserves, but in doing so, it builds confidence and trust that he will be there and provide for what we need. There are, you know, people come up with different maybe methods or exercises to build. There's things that you can do. I'm going to share a couple of them on a podcast that's coming up on, I think Monday is when I'm going to post it. But you know, find something that you can do that works for you that builds your gratitude toward God. You know, it's one thing to go, yeah, I need to be thankful. You know, and then days go by, go, oh yeah, I need to be thankful. I mean, we do other things to exercise and build and develop things. Why not develop great spiritual qualities as a Christian? Qualities of gratitude, love, and some of these other things. So there's things that you can do, and I've shared a couple of things that I've done before, but I was going to put them on the podcast. But developing an attitude of gratitude is part of our Christian walk, to be grateful. People that are grateful are mostly, most of the time, positive people. People that are ungrateful are usually complainers and always want to tell you about what's wrong and this happened and oh, did you hear about this and blah, just complain. It's probably just a big coincidence, but Colossians chapter 3. Yeah. Developing an attitude of gratitude really changes your heart and perspective, and I know it builds confidence and trust. And then when something hits, you've already developed the confidence and trust in God. So we close in Colossians 3, that familiar verse, verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let it. The Bible says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. God doesn't say, look, try to be a little more thankful. Would you ever tell that to your kids? Can you try to be a little more thankful at least? God doesn't say, try to be a little more thankful. You ought to try gratitude once in a while. God says, be ye thankful. And I believe a lot of that is for our benefit. So, Father, we come before you this morning with great thanksgiving for your love, your mercy, your grace, your kindness, your forgiveness, your healing. You are a good God, a kind God. We praise you and thank you for your great plan of salvation and redemption, that we could sit here this morning and absolutely know we have eternal life. Absolutely be convinced that Jesus Christ is coming back to gather us together someday. We're so grateful that all of that's free for us. We're so thankful to be called your children. We're grateful to have your words that we could read, understand, and apply in our lives. Thank you for all that you've given us and done for us. And Father, may we continue to look to you with confidence and trust that you have not changed, that you are still able and willing to supply all we need. And I pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'll post this teaching on the website a little bit later this afternoon. And I already posted one podcast. It's called A Side Benefit of Gratitude.
One of the side benefits, too, that I've noticed over the years by giving God thanks and remembrance of what he's done and his praise is so we don't get haughty. It helps keep us meek and humble to his word. Because once we start thinking that it's, I'm doing it, then you're cutting God out of it altogether. And you lose a lot. So it's keeping God first and foremost. As it says in the word, we are workers together. You know, so we're partners. That's what we do, thanking God. Because like Jesus Christ said, it's not me, it's what God told me. That is what I do. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. So it's keeping God first.
That's a great point, because a lot of times people can go, yeah, I believed real big, and I can do this, and I believed this, and then it's like I'm doing it all. That's a great point. It does, if you're thankful, it does keep you humble. Thanks for bringing that up.